con Sin, my friends. Con Sin. We have some amazing guests in studio tonight. They're digging deep in their little bag. It's actually not even a bag. It's more like a pile that they brought. And, man, we're going to take you all over L.A. Now, back to the 80s, huh? You want to say a little hello? I mean, we can hang out for a little bit.
Hello, hello, hello.
Are mics working? Sonic in the studio right now with us.
Hey, this is Jim.
Hi there, this is Jean.
And they make up, well, they make up a lot of things, but right now they make up Vesuvio Sonic.
I do Vesuvio Sonic right now, having a real good time with that. And we just finished this 3-song promo we've been getting out, so for the first time we've been playing out and getting some response. It's just been a lot of fun.
It's pretty cool. So stay tuned for that, 11 p.m. We're going to get deep into the Vesuvio-phonic. Does it have to do with Vesuvius? Okay, volcanic?
Very yeah. Vesuvius.
Magma?
I was thinking I wanted something kind of explosive.
Yeah.
So I thought about Vesuvius and Vesuvio-sonic sound, but then I actually spelled Vesuvius and Sonic, and it looked weird, so I misspelled it, and it looked better, so there we go.
However it works, you gotta make it work.
Yeah, so there you are.
Yeah, it's kind of how Con Sin came about.
Yeah.
Anyway, more about that in 15 minutes. Meanwhile, we're gonna do a little Con Sin warm up. You know, put on your dancing shoes, stretch those legs. Right now, we're listening to new stuff from Auntie Balas. Man, they're awesome. Good friends. Alright, so let's do a little Vesuvio Sonic warm up, shall we? Con Sin, Kill Radio. The number in the studio is 213-252-0998. We'll be right back. Consign, a microphone that works. Figuring stuff out over here. What are you up to out there in Radio Land? We got Gregorio here from Mezcla. He's about to go on the road, go south, go down to Austin, Texas. He's helping me out with some of the vinyl in here. What are you guys doing? You guys are taking a big tour.
Yeah, Friday, Phoenix. Hello, University of Phoenix, West Campus, Mecha. In the West Campus of Phoenix, we're going to be there on Friday the 9th, 7:30. Great way to start a road trip.
When are you going to be in Austin?
March 14th, we'll be at the... I believe the venue is called the... I would have to come back to you on there, Clarice. See, but Austin will be going on, and we will be there, our first visit. And wow, I think we're going to make it all the way this time. We have a new track.
What do you mean all the way?
This time we have radio and heat.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. But for the people in Dallas and Albuquerque, especially Albuquerque, it's going to be great. Rallies, downtown, 4th Street, Broadway. The peeps know Albuquerque, Mezcla. We're coming back again, and we're so happy to be visiting on the 10th of March, Saturday. And, you know, basically the outline is you can find us through MySpace Consign or MySpace Mezcla.
Where are you going to be for the big anti-war rally on the 17th?
Well, I do know where I'm going to be for St. Patrick's Day. That will be in Dallas on March 17th. And once again, we'll be visiting with friends from Seattle, Los Burbanks. There will also be a band called Zoe, which is playing tonight with Los Abandon.
All right, we're about to get the report back from Umberto on that one.
Hello, H. H is on his way, who will give us the report on that. Yeah, that's great. Los Abandon and Zoe play tonight at the Knitting Factory. And, wow, it's a small world, whatnot. What do we have brewing up here?
Oh, we got a little bit of some... When was this recorded? Some of that kind of 70s, like in the wake of Stevie Wonder, kind of ethnographic recordings from Africa, ceremonial and folk music.
Wow. 1975, if I believe this is your year.
Well, you can tell from the cover art that it's kind of in the wake. Stevie Wonder kind of paved that road. He never really... I guess he wasn't really like a David Byrne or, God forbid, Paul Simon character. Ugh. I have a real big problem with Paul Simon. But he definitely kind of paved the way for people's ears and brains to kind of get into this stuff.
Well, of course, you know, I guess our good friend Ry Cooder actually paid his musicians as opposed to David Byrne and whatnot. So here's for you, Ry. We dedicate this African ceremonial and folk music recorded by the Uganda, Kenya, and Tanzania. So this one's for you because I know you take care of your peeps.
Hey, in honor of your departure to South by Southwest, Gregorio, what track should we play? Should we play a Mezcla track, and which one?
Or perhaps a Phosphoro track or Sidestepper. We did go into the Antibalas. That was great. Thank you for introducing us to the new material of Antibalas via New York City. I understand C of Consign is about to embark on the Big Apple and whatnot, maybe through Chi-Town, perhaps, if it blows you through there. So and maybe this set should be dedicated to you.
All right, to you and to me. I'm going to play Chango Aranya by Mezcla. You should check out this video. It's soon to hit anywhere that matters. You're listening to Consign, Kill Radio. Overkill Radio. That was a chord loosening. You're listening to Consign here with Vesuvia Sonic on board. You just heard a track from Upground, also good friends of Consign and Kill Radio. Isn't Upground fun? Shouldn't we have a block party where we all play and
yes, that
eat
was very
hot
fun.
Dogs and wouldn't that be fun? Oh, you're talking
about bacon wrap hot dogs.
Oh yeah, hot dogs. CTV.com. Yeah, they're featured, right? Yeah, it's pretty cool. Let's get Jim Jett a microphone here. We got
hello,
Jim Jett, and we have Joan, but not Joan Jett. Jean. I mean, it's tempting. Do people ever call you Joan Jett?
No. Never.
I guess I'm the first. Thank you very much.
They used to say that to me when I was a kid, when I was like in
they called you
junior
Joan
high
Jett?
School. Yeah, because my nickname has been Jim Jett since I was a little boy. I mean, my uncles, my parents call me Jim Jett. So it has nothing to do with Joan Jett. So when Joan Jett got
awesome.
A big hit,
she loves
it became
rock.
Really popular. Of course, all the kids at school would
right.
say, hey, Joan Jett. Yeah, whatever. Love her music.
Do you like rock and roll? Love rock and roll?
Yeah, and I love rock and roll too.
Jean?
Yes.
But you're like, I'm my own person. Thank you.
Yes, I'm just Jean. Some people like to call me Mean Jean.
Oh, yeah. Greg was referencing you as Mean Jean.
Yeah. I'm not really mean, but it's just kind of fun to say I'm mean.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because she's
so
not mean.
It's even better if you're...
Remember the host of WWF back in the day was called Mean Jean?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The guy was bald.
What?
That's when they were still...
He probably really was mean, though, huh?
Back when they were still doing the WWF out at the Olympic Auditorium downtown, WWF did come from some places.
Huh.
The Olympic Auditorium was not only a great Golden Gloves boxing place for years, but the WWF was the West Side WWF, the West Coast, I should say. Mean Gene. Well, anyhow, we'll... Okay.
Thank goodness for Gregorio, our local rock and roll and wrestling historian.
Hey, when I was a kid, we used to go to the Olympic Auditorium to see wrestling all the time. Seen yeah. Andre the Giant there, exactly. Roddy Piper,
really?
The Junkyard
the
Dog.
Giant?
Yeah.
That Mean Gene? Remember he was the ball guy?
I don't remember that
mean
guy.
Mean Gene was the ball guy.
Remember that guy?
I think I might have been too young
you
to remember
yeah.
the Mean Gene before me.
Mil Mascara with his move where he sticks his fingers in your mouth. It was called the El Scorpion or something
yeah,
like that.
I think they just anticipated you, Gene.
Yeah.
They were paving the way for
that's
you,
right.
like Stevie Wonder
yeah. yeah.
with the anthropological recordings.
Yeah, they figured this professional wrestling stuff is dead end, but let's get the name out there.
Yeah. Paving the way for Vesuvia Sonic. God, it's like nothing but a tongue twister tonight.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So yeah, obviously we're not going to do a live set here at Kill Radio tonight, but you've brought along your latest. You call it a demo.
Yeah, it's a promo CD. It's the CD that we've been sending out to clubs to get shows and
right.
stuff, and it's the first one we've made. You know, so
right.
and we just did it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
not
we're
that
still
long ago. We've been having huge responses from it. We just
yeah.
got played on K-Rock a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Locals
yeah.
only show. Yeah.
Well, When we first met you at the Tribal Cafe,
yeah.
we had just received the CDs from the manufacturer. This is a couple
like
days before.
Like that day.
Yeah, I just
yeah.
got a batch of 100 of them. We already ran out, and we just got
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we already ran
We've
out. We've
just been
more.
Giving them to everybody, you know.
And every show you play, you get kind of a lot of people wanting to...
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody just seems real interested, and let me have a CD. And, you know, we've just been giving them out like crazy. People seem to really dig it. So.
Yeah,
cool.
We've had a real positive reaction.
My chair above my head.
Yeah.
Greg actually did have his chair above his head.
I saw that.
The whole time.
I did. I remember that.
Yeah. Me, and I was feeling it. It was like
I thought.
Wednesday night. I was like, yes.
I thought It was actually the Valentine's Eve, for those of you who weren't
yes,
there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So
it
there was a
very
lot of
special Valentine event.
A lot of stuff going on in the
love
air.
Love was in the air.
Well, you guys are the things that made it awesome, because you guys were getting down, and John Daly and Kathy Lara and Umberto. Yeah. You guys were all getting down. You know, it's rare. You know, you see people actually get the point of the kind of music we make. You know, people go to see rock and roll bands and they just stand there or shake their fists or bop their head. And they only dance if they hear an electronic beat, you know. But we're making this music, you know, to make you move.
Hey.
You know, it's nice to see people to get that.
Should we make our Kill Radio listeners get on?
Yeah.
Get on their feet and move.
Let's get a feel for what we're
talking about here.
Yeah, I've warned you, listeners. I said put on your dancing shoes, get warmed up to Auntie Balas. Okay?
This is time to
put it on 11.
'Cause
we are erupting like a wild volcano. Vesuvia Sonic. What track are we going to play?
Number one.
This first track here is Head On Collision. This is the track that made K-Rock.
Awesome. See, it is. It's like a head-on collision with a volcano.
It is. It's
of love.
This right here, is just, it's going to hit you right on the head, and then you're not going to know what happened. You're going to be like, whoa.
Con sin. Huh? Did I put it in there? I feel like I just had a head-on collision. I think we need a mic for Gregorio because he's like the phantom voice that the only we can hear and no one else can.
He's the voice in the back of our head.
He is. He's always been that for me. Don't do it. So Man, you guys didn't like come out of nowhere. It's not like you guys just decided to pick up a guitar and rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We came out of nowhere and we didn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, Jim's got stories, man.
You tell me.
He's been all over LA for a lot of years.
Played in a lot of bands, done a lot of things musically here in LA for over a whole bunch of years.
All LA?
Only LA. And so, you know, just been doing that. But Vesuvius Sonic itself is a project. It almost didn't happen because we started it off. Actually, a couple of years ago, we got the idea. Me and Steve plays drums, the guitar player, Alfonso. You got to give a shout out. I know they're listening. What's up, Steve? What's up, Al?
Hey, what's up, Steve? What's up, Al?
Hey, why don't you join us in the studio by calling us at the station?
Hey,
yeah, call us.
There's an idea.
213-252-0998. Okay, so now that we've asked them to join.
Yeah, I'd played in bands with them over the years, going back almost 20 years now. And so we got this project together, started laying down some of these songs, recorded some of these songs, started getting a couple little gigs, made that video that you see on our webpage. But then for some reason, it just fizzled. We just didn't do anything with it. We all went on and played with other bands. Huh. I've been playing with other bands. I played lead guitar on the Waters Crime Scene for a while. What's up, Kenny? Gigged on the 80s circuit a while, did 80s covers gigs, played with Taps, that 80s dance band Taps with that song, My Forbidden Lover, did on the 80s circuit.
When did you make this video?
About 2 years ago, maybe, when we did this. We recorded these tracks, this video, didn't do nothing. It just got shelved.
Right.
And Gene was actually the one that sort of rediscovered it. She sort of found this stuff, my collection of stuff, and was like, you know, this is really hot. You know, you should have done something. I'm all, if you want to do something with it, then I guess, you know, let's do something with it. So we did. We dusted off these recordings, put it on tape. We got a bunch more. We actually have more than an album worth of material, but less than half of it is recorded right now. And these are the only three songs that we actually have that are finished, that are mastered and pressed and put out. And
we got a lot more coming, though.
A lot. Yeah, we got a lot of tracks.
When I saw you guys play live, you had more than three songs.
Oh, no. We got a lot.
We have even more than what we actually play live.
Right. Yeah, we have a lot of tracks. But And actually, I brought some tracks that aren't what you would call finished or put out or anything that you'd only hear here on killradio.org.
Kill Radio.
Consign, get down.
That's right. I mean, it's not like we're all, well, we're kind of compressed and everything, so.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? When you think about it for a second, how cool is that? That this is a radio show, you're doing radio, and we're actually playing something that's not for sale. You know,
that's right.
Even our old promo CD that we're sending out to clubs and all that stuff, it's not in any stores yet.
So try to get
like
your
that.
Hands on it.
You know, what other radio station is going to play you something that ain't for sale?
But isn't that the beautiful thing?
Beautiful thing.
I mean, yeah. It's really not about money here at Kill Radio.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, we totally do this because we love the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what
it's all about for
us. That's a fact.
I know, you can tell.
For real, you know. I mean, the tracks are just, I mean, I don't know who can just say, you know, oh, you know, that didn't really do anything for me. Because, you know, you listen to everything else that's going on right now and you know, it's okay. It's so-so, whatever. But I think we have something real, real special, real rock and roll going on here, you know.
And you don't really sound like anything specific, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I know, like, I actually sing backup vocals when we play live. I know, you know, my vocals are not on any of the recordings or anything like that.
Right.
So you know, come out and see us live, and you'll get something, like, that extra special little
When are
thing.
You guys playing again?
We're playing.
What's your next gig?
We think we may be playing the 16th?
The 16th of March. We actually just kind of found out today. We're trying to confirm it, but 16th of March at Club Strychnine, which is at K Sera in Long Beach.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a garage rock based club, like garage soul, mod. I've played there a bunch of times, been there a bunch of times. A lot of my friends are in bands in that scene.
Right.
A lot of our friends, like the Red Hearts.
Yeah, the Red Hearts that play Club Strip 9.
Red
the
Hearts.
Things.
The Things, Guilty Hearts.
Kind of on the garagey.
Yeah. It's but it's a cool scene though. It's a
totally
good club.
Cool scene.
And
yeah,
the great
yeah.
DJ plays some really cool stuff.
Awesome.
I mean, not just garage stuff, but even some early 70s glam stuff that's just real
right.
good and dirty and
things
rocking.
That make you want to get out on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Definitely. We play with those guys, and we're you know as soon as they get up and start playing, we're like out on the dance floor shaking our you know booties.
Yeah.
Jean paused for like a choice of words. She's like our. Booties.
Yeah, I know. I was searching for something.
I'm like, what's it gonna be?
Yeah. Yeah, that's because you were thinking about a big booty, and it was like having trouble getting out of your mouth. It was like
we
a
can
speed
shake
bump
so many
booty.
Things to this music.
So, well, you want to play this next track we have on our promo CD? It's called Highway Science, and this is the same track that the music video where you can find it on our MySpace page is Highway Science.
It's Vesuvia Sonic.
Yes, Vesuvia Sonic.
Vesuvia.
Not Mount Vesuvio.
Yeah.
Vesuvia.
Yeah.
They made it feminine.
I guess so. Like a car. Like a nice car.
Like a head-on collision. All right. Tell me again the name. What is this?
Highway Science.
Wow, it's also movement oriented. Wow. Oh, sorry. Konsi, Vesuvia Sonic.
We'll be right back.
look who just walked in.
H. To Con Sin. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, listening out there. We really appreciate your support. And I just want to thank my friends that invited me to a concert tonight at the Knitting Factory, Zoe and Los Abandon.
Hi.
Come on, don't be shy. Say hello.
Hello.
That's Marie and Vivian. They're students and beautiful persons. Hey, via Vesuvia Sonic in the house. Gene and Jim Jed, welcome.
What's up?
Thank you.
Don't you want to know what you missed? No, actually, we want to know what we missed. What's going on over there?
Yeah, we want the scoop, man.
You didn't really miss. Well, they missed out a good show, right? It was just too hot in there, and we all agreed that the design of the club is too. What was the word you used, Marie? It's kind of stuffy, kind of cavernous. It was not very comfortable, but the show was good. Los Abandon were good. Had a moment with the guitarist, Don Verde. Yeah. the singer, Lady P, looked great. And they had some really good new songs. And no, they didn't have. They were not in their full Los Abandon effect, you know. And I had a brief moment with Don Green, and he told me that they're coming out from the road, so they were a little tired. He had just had a Red Bull, but they were still good. They were excellent. My favorite moment was when she pulled out the ukulele to do "Dónde está mi pantalón." Kathy Lara loves that. Kathy of Club Swap.
She told me that too. Yeah. She really loves it.
But I wish Marie would come in and give a report of Zoe. They were sonically, they were really good. Reminded me of bands, you know, kind of late 80s, Britpop, 90s. But they're really good. The singer's good. And they South by Southwest. Yeah, they're excellent. They're, you know, I could see them. Sonically, they were louder than Los Abandon. It was crowded. It was packed in there. But it was a little bit overpriced, the beers, you know. I had a couple of Pabst Blue Ribbon. $5 each, though.
Wow, getting down with the Pabst.
But anyways, tell me what I missed, what you guys played, and let's have Vesuvia Sonic say something, because I want to know maybe a recap. Give how you guys came together, who you are, and what you played. How do you feel about the future of rock and roll and music?
Oh man, that's a big question. That's a big question.
We have 45 minutes. So if you'd like to just start now.
Well,
35 minutes.
I don't know, but you know, I think now, right now, things are really hot. Things are really exciting in music. I mean, personally, I haven't really been this excited in quite a few years. There's a lot going on, especially a lot going on on the independent tip. You know, especially because the record industry has changed. Obviously, radio is changing.
Right.
You know, and you know, things are going much more independent. You know, before bands used to, you know, get together, put out, you know, CDs but make demo tapes and gig around, hoping that they were going to get some big contract from some big. That's just not how it is anymore. The landscape's totally different. You know,
I mean, you
have to be independent. You know, so
in order to do what you want to do
at all, at all. And so
that's exactly what a lot of these bands out here in LA are doing right now. That's what we're doing right now.
And I think it's really weeded out a lot of the pikers that just want to be rich and famous.
Right.
You know, and sort of sifted through a lot of the people that are really trying to make music for everybody else, you know, to have a good world with the rock and roll in it. What's up? You know, or any other kind of music. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. And what you missed is that they were saying that you know, a bunch of these songs were written and performed like a few years ago, and then it was shelved. And then just recently kind of dug back up, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Pompeii in the ashes of Vesuvius.
Yeah.
Yep. I just can't get away from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we're just erupting out of, you know, the earth.
Yeah.
There's no denial. You're under there.
The center of the earth.
But you know, there's always that concern, like, okay, well, so are we gonna be able to do this? Are we gonna be able to keep doing it?
Yeah, well, this time around, I mean, we got things out and we've had such a positive response that there's no reason to not just keep on, you know, playing. I mean, we're getting a lot more offers to play shows,
right.
And so we're busier. Gene and I, this is our lifestyle anyhow. I mean, Vesuvius Sonic or not, we play constantly.
Yeah. We've always played in bands, we've always played in other bands. Or whatever, we're still going to keep playing.
I mean, even before we did this Vesuvius Sonic thing,
right.
We're playing, you know, every week.
Yeah.
We're playing with different bands, some paid gigs, some not paid gigs, just for love gigs, you know, all kinds of stuff. She played with Sugar Spit. When we met, she was playing with Sugar Spit. I was playing with The Wire's Crime Scene. We're playing guitar on the 80s circuit, and so this is our lifestyle. We get out, we play, we make music, you know, record. Also,
you're gonna play.
Yeah, also the other guys in the group, Steve and Al. I mean, I've known them for almost 20 years now. I mean, specifically making music together,
right?
You know, so and this has always been our lifestyle. I've never not done this,
right?
Yeah.
Hey, if you have something you'd like to say to Vesuvius Sonic, wow.
That's nice.
We'll give you a separate phone number from the Mean Line. And those will go directly to Mean Gene over here.
That's right.
She'll be answering the Mean Line.
Goes to Mean Gene.
Yeah.
And the Nice Line goes to Jim Jay.
Yeah.
And if you're not quite sure, Wild Card. Don't mean to sound like Art Bell, but Wild Card Line goes to Umberto Claire and Gregorio over here. But call us over here at 213-252-0998. That's the Kill Radio station. I don't know.
I think, you know, Umberto came at the right moment because we were about to play his favorite song and we want to dedicate this song to him because we know that it means a lot to him. So
yeah.
We want to play, go ahead and play Lucky 7 now. And to all of you out there, we hope you enjoy it.
This goes out to H. Special guests in studio tonight, Vesuvius Sonic on Con Scene.
I was going to say that. I was going to commend you guys on your lifestyle. You live rock and roll. We'll be right back.
We're here live with our first call-in. Hello, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Consin.
Hey, we've got somebody really special on the phone here. What's going on? Who's this?
What are you doing, Chelsea?
Hey, what's up, Dad?
What are you up to?
Thanks for calling.
Is that me and Gene's dad on the phone?
It's my dad on the phone. He's calling from Apple Valley, listening in tonight.
Hey, Jim, you guys rock, man.
Hey, you're right on.
You guys are smoking, man.
Hey, if
it... Your demos, man, you kick ass.
Right on. Hey, can you hear me out there?
Not real. I can't hear you very well through the phone.
Gregorio's doing some. Here, give me and Gene the phone.
Yeah, see if you can get their voices to the phone.
No, me and Gene.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, we got this going now. Okay. So what's going on? You're enjoying listening to Kill Radio tonight, Dad?
Absolutely, daughter.
If anyone wants to know where Miss Mean Jean gets her rock and roll jeans from, it's this guy right here on the phone. That's a fact.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to know where does Mean Jean get her rock and roll roots?
Well, back in 1979, I've been playing in bands since 1979. And she's like 1 year old in the crib, man, sitting there rocking out while we're playing in the front room. So ever since about 2 years old, man, she's been involved in music.
Yeah, I grew up listening to, like, Led Zeppelin, all this classic rock bands.
Yeah.
So that's where my roots are coming from right there.
So when are we going to have you on the show, Mean Gene's dad?
Oh, shoot. I'm actually in a band called Bob's Your Uncle. We play the San Bernardino Circuit. So we're actually trying to get some stuff together to where Studio Sonic will play with us, maybe do a few gigs with us and another band called Trash Daddy.
Cool. When's your next show?
Well, we're going to do a show in San Bernardino in Yucaipa at the Roadhouse, Angels Roadhouse, on St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, cool. Awesome. I'm playing a show on St. Patrick's Day, too.
Aww.
See, there you go, man. We're just rocking the state.
Your dad, you're
singing on the same day.
Your dad play bass or guitar?
No,
I'm
man,
actually
he's a singer.
Oh,
he's an awesome singer. Yeah. Such a great
vocal, your friend man. All right.
Oh, yeah, he's the front
Absolutely. Man. Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks, Dad, for calling in.
All right, you guys, you rock.
Anything you want to hear?
Yeah, is there anything you want us to play?
Any request?
I'll play some of the stuff that you haven't got quite finished yet.
Yeah,
I've heard their set.
Wise father, indeed.
I've been to a few of their gigs, so I've heard most of their songs.
As a musician to another musician, very wise question. Thank you.
We're actually going to be playing a track right now. Dig Down, is that what we're playing next?
Yeah, Dig Down.
I'm sure you know this one, Dad. It's one of those ones where we haven't quite gotten it mastered and stuff, but it's, you know.
Dig Down.
You'll dig it.
Yeah, I know
with a big shovel. Dig it with a big shovel on killradio.org.
All right,
I love you,
rock.
Dad.
Later.
I get none of the heavy song.
picture taken here.
Hey, I want to send out a shout out, if I may, to one of our dear listeners, Jeff H. He's from the Getty, from the ghetto to the Getty, yo.
Wow,
Getty. He's one of my colleagues, and he's listening right now. He's the one that was dancing naked in his den when we had our German DJ, and now he's also dancing naked in his den. And thank you for emailing us, Jeff, and all the best to you, to your fine work. He's amazing. I want to have him here as a guest because he's a great communicator.
Yeah,
he would be awesome for him to read. Thanks for listening, and all the best to all the rest of the people that are listening. The father of Gene. Hey, Mean Gene, how did you get your moniker? Your nickname. She's known as Mean Gene.
You must know, Gene is actually my middle name. And if I can find a microphone that's not wrapped all around Claire. yeah, Gene's actually my middle name, and just kind of prefer to go by Gene. And that's pretty much it. That's where I got my name. And, you know, just kind of the Mean Gene thing, just kind of threw that in there as for fun, so...
Right, yeah, Junja is your first name.
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, a couple of our friends, they tease and they call me Jean Jet sometimes, you know? Jim Jet, Jean Jet, but, you know.
I did
that's
the
all
same.
In fun, too.
I want to wish Vesuvio Sonic all the best for the future. And I got to go now, you guys, because I have to take these ladies home. They have a midnight curfew. But I have a CD here for you, Claire, that I want you to listen to. It's from the Cure Radio Archive. It's Holy Golighty. And play song one. No, no, number five, Time Will Tell, and number nine for your blues.
All right.
But later on, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways, hope to see everybody next week. And then the week after, next week, we have Three Hole Punch, an avant-garde experimental band, three people. Check Conscene on MySpace for the blurb on our blog.
Or always Conscene.org.
Or Conscene.org. Thanks so much, Claire, for the updates and everything.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, bid you adieu for one night, but I leave you in good hands here with Vesuvio Sonic and Claire.
Yeah, rocking it out.
Of Conscene, of course. The lovely Claire. And Mean Gene, of course. Jim Jet. That's got to be one of the best rock and roll names, by the way.
It does.
Thank you, sir.
And it fits him perfectly.
Right up there with Link Ray and all the other best.
Iggy Pop.
And Iggy Pop.
All right. Well, let's play another one of these unfinished tracks that you can only hear here on Kill Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Or if you want to come see us play live, you can hear it then, too.
Yeah, this is called Blow It Away.
Perfect timing. Look at that. Thanks. We are scientists. Man. So if you're lucky enough to be handed a demo from Vesuvius Sonic, you're not going to get that on
I'm
there.
I'm smoking over here. I'm like he as hot smoking. As like the last time you guys seen you play
it
live.
Was, it was also because he was trying to do a like helicopter with me on his shoulder.
People kill radio. I will admit, I am the one who was holding the chair above my head the whole time. I felt like it was in 1972. Like I was the latecomer of the Panther movement, and everybody else was looking at me like, "What are you doing, man? The movement." It's over, but I'm sitting there pumping my fist like it was MC5.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
And but here we are with C of Cone Scene. I guess H had to escape out because Los Ben and Sectamen
curfew.
But I am the troubadour company.
No, you're actually not troubadouring tonight.
I am
you
not
are
troubadour.
The historian, the rock and roll
yeah.
historian for tonight. It's so nice to have him.
You guys have a great sound. You guys are a four-piece, and you have a thick sound. One guitar, one bass, one drum, one vocal.
No, two guitars.
Two guitar, yes.
Bass, drums, and two vocals.
Your drummer is, like, very... he is the engine room. I imagine, like, you guys have worked with the drummer. What's the drummer's
Jim
name?
Jim has, yeah.
Steve.
Steve has?
He's
actually
solid.
The one that engineered these recordings. And
I'm a firm believer. A great band, you will find a great drummer. And
it's true.
Jim
yeah,
is
true.
Really like the engine room, especially with Jim and Min Gene, how you guys like team up. You guys really lock in yeah. on that whole like a Detroit kind of like post-punk 70 kind of sound. It's yeah. like very, yeah. very. You guys really fill it in a lot. You guys really bring it home in that way. You know.
That's cool, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know how it happened. It just, you know, I kind of came into the picture and it's yeah. boom, it, you know, it was there and we went with it, you know. We were yeah. like, yeah, like, we got to do this, you know.
When's your guys' next show in LA?
Yeah, well, we're playing on the 16th, more than likely, at Club Strychnine in Long Beach. But we're also we're going to be playing... in Long Beach as well at Deep Piazza's on April 20th. And
that's 420.
That'll be, yeah, that we'll be celebrating that show.
That's a pizza joint,
it's our favorite
right?
holiday.
Is that, that's a pizza joint, right?
Yeah.
Deep Piazza's?
Yeah, it's like a restaurant.
If it's not, it sounds
bar.
Like one.
Right, it yeah, should be one. It
should be.
Yeah. yeah. I'll yeah. bring a frozen one. You guys like mushrooms? A meat supplement?
Yeah.
All right.
But we've also got a couple other things coming up too. We're gonna be showing up on a friend of ours, Sigmund Twain's cable TV show, Sigmund Twain's Thought Emporium, which will air a couple of times, March 27th. That's a Time Warner, you know, access
yeah.
local channel.
And where were they find you guys? MySpace, you have a .com and
if you go onto Vesuvius Sonic's MySpace page, you can find all of us there with our friends up there. Sigmund Twain's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll find everybody there. We've got everything listed and posted.
How have you guys found MySpace? Because you know it's kind of like it's interesting, right? Have you
it
guys
is interesting
like, some
because you
want to
know something, and it's real. I think it's really funny, but you know, Jim and I actually met each other on MySpace.
Well, there yeah. it is. See, wow,
yeah.
there it is.
We really did.
Yeah,
it cracks me up too. It's like when yeah. I never even heard of what's this whole MySpace thing. You know,
we yeah. met Sky Saxon,
and then here comes Jim Jett.
MySpace. yeah, we met Sky Saxon on MySpace. People believe.
Yeah,
yeah,
but yeah, it's
a great way to network and get out there and you know meet people and keep in touch with people. It's great.
But speaking of 420, I just wanted to mention something about Sigmund Twain's Time Warner cable television show. It's on Channel 24 for those of you of Time Warner cable, which unfortunately I do not. But call your friends, check it out because in a few weeks Vesuvius Sonic will be featured on his show. It won't air in a few weeks, but it'll air at some point in the next few
right.
months.
We
it'll
air,
air March 27th and then also on April 3rd.
Oh,
both
excellent.
Tuesday nights at 10 p.m.
So those of you with Time Warner Cable and TiVo it.
In
and
the
send
L.A.
It to us.
Hollywood yeah. area.
Oh, okay. It's, yeah. Yeah, Channel
so
24.
So it's just local to the L.A. Hollywood area.
I would like to add that Sigmund Twain has written one of the coolest books I've ever seen
called a Mental Cookbook.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Amazing.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Extensive.
Yes, it's just a great.
Very
read.
Informative.
Very. Yeah.
The few pages that he showed me, just flipping through it, now I was just smiling from ear to ear. I got to get this book. This is my kind of book.
If you have the Anarchist Cookbook, you need this.
That's what I was about to say. This has nothing to do with the Anarchist Cookbook, right? All right. It sounds like it's a recipe within the bowl of things to be. Well, that's great. Like, and have you guys? Where else have you played outside of LA? What you want to share with the friends, like people that you've been there and you want to give shout outs to?
Well, we just played Sunday at the Scene, and that was hot. We played with
The Scene Bar.
Yeah, we just played the Scene on Sunday. That was pretty cool. We played with our friends Chupacabra and the Man Band. Couple of great bands.
Affiliates of Kill Radio.
What's up, Mikey Mayhem?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys really do well in Mexico too. Have you guys played like anywhere?
No, we haven't. Since we've been doing this, we've played what? Three shows?
We're brand new. Yeah, I mean, well, it's crazy how kind of like quickly everything's rolling around.
Well, let's compare notes after all is said and done, because you guys would really do well down there, and I would love to
the doors are wide open for us,
so I mean, that's a total, that's something we'd totally be into.
No diss on Canada, but Mexico, that's where it's at. You know?
Yeah, I hear that.
Awesome.
Well, I'd like to hear unless you have other things, I'm sure you have a billion other things to play. But
we actually have one more Vesuvius Sonic track that we wanted to play for you called Fire Red. It's really cool.
Great.
Got a lot of acoustic guitars in this track.
Yeah, the Spanish guitars, there's piano in this one. It's a really lush arrangement. It's really cool.
Sounds like magma.
Yeah.
And this is actually a song that we don't usually play live, but it's an awesome track, so check it out.
Is it in here?
Number two.
We have lost the CD. Is it that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Vesuvius Sonic on Consign Kill Radio. This is Magma Red for all of you on fire out there.
All you airy signs, come to me.
Vesuvius Sonic.
Fire red, all the colors of the sun.
Vesuvius Sonic live on Consinco Radio. We're going to dig back now deep into Vesuvius Sonic lore, right? Yeah. Are we not?
Well, not really too far back, but we're going to actually go to something we are currently doing with some friends of ours, you know, locally in LA as well. Atomic Bitch, a band originally from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Brad and Ursula, what's up, you guys? We're going to be playing a track called X and O, which we love this track a lot. But they've got a few albums out that you could check out, and you can find Atomic Bitch on www.atomicbitch.com, and they also have a MySpace page as well. Well, we're going to go ahead and play X and O, and then we'll just talk a little bit about their upcoming show that we're gonna be playing with them, Jim and I. I'm playing bass, Jim's playing guitar. So check this out.
Cool.
And
let's see how much we can squeeze into the last 4 minutes of Consim. But I have a feeling we can squeeze in at least 10. We can make it 15. We're like that here. Kill Radio. Atomic Bitch. Biatch.
Yeah, you could check out Atomic Bitch coming up on St. Patrick's Day with Leslie Hall, and that'll be at Que Sera in Long Beach as well.
Bring your gym sweaters and your gold spandex pants.
Yeah.
is going to go off. I got to say,
gotta iron those.
For those of you who don't know, Atomic Bitch has one of the most fun shows you'll ever see. They got a turbo dancer, Mariah, that just dances and just gets down.
We basically have a big party on stage. Yeah.
When's the next gig, Atomic Bitch?
March 17th,
St. Patty's Day in Long Beach at the Que Sera with Leslie Hall.
That's rock and roll. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one last quick shout out. I guess we're going to be also coming back on Kill Radio in April. With John Daly.
Standing room only.
Standing room.
He's good. Good company.
That will be April, what is it? Six.
Sunday?
It's a Friday.
Friday night.
I believe it's April 6th.
Yeah, he's on Fridays.
Yeah. With John Daly from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't gotten check enough that out. That'll be on Kunsin, come back.
We're going to play live. Do some acoustic
Hello, John.
Stuff.
Live Vesuviasonic Hello. Performance. So you can come back on Kill Radio and check that out.
And get down with the funky sound.
Yo. Hey, let's play some of this big violin.
Oh, yeah. Big violin. This was made a little over 10 years ago, actually recorded about maybe 12 years ago, but in the late 90s, this album was licensed by MTV. All these songs were played extensively on The Real World. Every single episode of The Real World was at least three tracks off this album, Big Violin. It's myself and the drummer in Vesuviasonic and the guitar player in Vesuviasonic were in this group, and let's check it out.
Yeah, all of you who are sitting around eating pizza back in the 90s, watching TV, you might have a flashback.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Might.
And if it was Domino's Pizza, you might have choked on a coat hanger, but haha.
And which track Inside is this joke. That we're going to play now from
this
Big Violin?
This is going to be Number Shameless. Two.
We're playing Shameless, which actually we played this song live too.
Yeah.
Which we
played
really
it at
cool
the Tribal
track.
Cafe when you were there. We played that, yeah. That's
I was wondering why I was having flashbacks.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's where it came from.
That's when I broke my back.
All right. Cool. Big Violin. Kunsin.
Oops. All my friends are in cages.
past breaching hours with Here we go. What is it called? Because we're about to really roll out.
What you're listening to now is another big violin track, a really cool track called Lip Song. We had to play this one for you. It really rocks.
Incredible in studio set from Vesuvius Sonic and all their incarnations. Hello to Adam from Dallas, who's wildly anticipating. Hi, oh my god, my ex-neighbor's here. he's wildly anticipating the train wreck and looking for the tornadoes and Joe Meek. So hopefully you have that in your record bag.
No.
Awesome. Okay, well, we don't have that, but maybe next week. Anyway, Gene Mean, Jim Jett.
Well, thank you so much for having us tonight. We had a great time.
Yeah, yeah, I had a blast.
Yeah,
really
what a blast.
Fun.
And thank you to our historian, Gregorio. We're happy that you
thank
have
you
been...
Thank you, C. And thank you, Vesuvia Sonic. You guys are definitely dynamic and explosive. And definitely catch you guys on your next show coming up, as we mentioned. I think it was, was it the
17th?
March 16th. March 16th, Long Beach.
Long Beach, March 16th.
Check them out on MySpace, and you can always go through Consign MySpace and link to them. So, hey, Gregorio, you have some sort of outro.
I want to mention, Kill Radio listeners, that Mescla tomorrow afternoon will be on Is Good with John Hirschfeld. And John Hirschfeld's 11 o'clock on killradio.org. Do we have some juice over here, baby? Because we're about to lead you out with One Foot and One Foot in the Grave. And I will remind you that. One Foot in the Gutter and One Foot in the Grave. Thank you, Kill Radio, for bringing us a spontaneous...
Thank you, Kill Radio. We love you.
Thank you, Kill Radio, for inspirational and on-time listening radio pleasure. We're going to go out with you right now with a little something for you California listeners. Good night. You are listening to killradio.org.
I would be a massive thing. It's